The Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled that review teams deciding whether or not a city or a school district is in financial crisis can meet behind closed doors. The emergency manager law has come under lots of fire, mostly because people don't like the fact that an EM takes over the city or school district, taking away power from elected officials. What does this new development mean for the state's emergency managers?
Well, I imagine the governor is breathing a sigh of relief, Christina, because this means essentially that the process was upheld by which they were chosen, and they can go on about doing their jobs. Had it not been, had they ruled that these arrangements were out of order, it would have cast some doubt on the legitimacy of all the emergency managers. But that hasn't happened. And while there are people who don't like this decision are muttering about appealing to the Michigan Supreme Court, it's unlikely, I think, that the Michigan Supreme Court would overturn this.
Why?
Well, frankly, the Michigan Supreme Court is a fairly partisan body. It has a Republican majority, and this is something that state Republicans are in favor of. The Court of Appeals was also unanimous in its decision on this, and they tend only to take cases when there is some kind of dissension. So it looks pretty much to me like this is it.
While all of this is going on, some Detroit officials say the consent agreement the city has with the state is illegal. What's the latest there?
Well, it's mainly the Corporation Counsel, the lawyer for the city of Detroit, who wrote this letter and saying, since the state owes the city money for revenue sharing and for a dispute over the water bill, the consent agreement was null and void. And there was some confusion about whether Mayor Bing approved of this letter or not. He apparently has tried to have it both ways, but the general consensus of opinion is that if the consent agreement is null and void, it may well mean that governor will be exasperated and appoint an emergency manager for Detroit. The Detroit News today has a very strong editorial on this subject saying basically Detroit needs to get it together or the governor should just act and take away all the power of the politicians. So in general, I think that nobody's taking this Corporation Council letter especially seriously. The state has said this is nonsense. We really don't owe that money. The water thing is in litigation, and you have no real right to this revenue-sharing money. But what it has meant is a consent agreement is held up. It's hopelessly behind schedule. Not hopelessly, but it's behind schedule at this point. They were to have appointed its people to the financial review team. So it's more of a mess and more uncertainty for Detroit, Christina.
And finally, the state GOP held their convention this past weekend in Detroit, and there was a pretty big shakeup. GOP delegates voted to replace the state's two representatives on the Republican National Committee. Republican State Representative Dave Ajima beat longtime party leader Saul Anuzes, and former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land beat State Representative Holly Hughes. For folks who might not pay close attention to these kinds of races, what is the takeaway from this?
Basically, there used to be kind of a rule in Republican politics. They had what they called the 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican. That was violated all over the place. Basically, there is some kind of a war between the forces of Saul Anuzes and John Yob, who is the son of Chuck Yob, a longtime activist and a very controversial character. And they went after Anuzes and they got him. He lost 70-30, which is a huge landslide. They also replaced Holly Hughes. This is a little less clear. There was some thought that since Holly Hughes is a state representative, doing two jobs at once isn't especially a good idea. Terry Lynn Land was a very popular former Secretary of State. She wasn't seen as especially ideological. So what it is a defeat for the sort of establishment Republicans, a victory for the more conservative insurgents. And what we don't know is whether all this bad blood, and there's a lot of bad blood, is going to hurt the Republicans in November.
All right, Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.